Anyway, that's not really my point. The point is that I love discovering things like that. Just in the process of ambling through, wandering through the Buddhist scriptures and bumping into things. That seems to be an example of the Buddha learning how to frame his teaching for lay people. And actually, it's interesting that the setting is a deer park in Sarnath, because so far as I can make out, and I have tried to check this out with other people, the only time the Buddha is recorded as being at Sarnath in the traditional narrative is immediately after his enlightenment. He gained enlightenment at Bodh Gaya, and then he walked to Sarnath, where he taught, first of all, his five former companions, and then attracted other people. That's the story we're told. So it seems as if one is looking for a narrative, that having communicated the Dharma very effectively to some people who just got it, now he gets people coming to him from Varanasi, and they don't get it at all, don't understand what he's talking about. So this is the Buddha learning, figuring out how to frame his teaching for everyone. You know, people who aren't, what they say is, look, we've got kids, we've got houses, we've got our lives set up, we're not going to become monks now. So you tell us what we can do. Don't tell us stuff that we can't do. There are all sorts of little gems in that. In future talks, I'm going to, which you might be interested to hear on Buddhist Audio, in fact, it's all in the book, looking at how the Buddha discovered the nature of his own consciousness. You know, how he struggled with what he'd been given by the religious society he lived in, and then found a way to really identify the nature of his consciousness and to change it. And also how, another thing I explored is how the Buddha's ideas grew as he engaged with his contemporaries, as he understood more clearly the views of existence that they already had, and he saw the detrimental effects of those views. And then he saw how he had to frame his teaching in order to challenge those views, or undermine them, or work with them so that people would go beyond them. So the Buddha's ideas, what we see in the suttas, is the Buddha's ideas, his teaching, growing and changing as he engages in these very dramatic encounters sometimes with his contemporaries, both the other wandering ascetics like him, shramanas, and also the Brahmins, who don't understand a word that he's talking. They don't know what he's on about, and they don't know what any of these wandering ascetics are on about very often. And then he has to navigate the world of politics. He encounters kings who often give him their loyalty, but can't necessarily be entirely trusted. There's a lot of suttas investigate his relationship with King Pasenadi, the king of Kosala, the country that he kind of grew up in, not going into the details. And Pasenadi is devoted to the Buddha, apparently, but he never seems to take his advice. The only time that we actually see him taking advice is about dieting. He eats so much, he's become so fat, that the Buddha gives him a set of verses, you know, about not eating too much. And Pasenadi turns to his assistant and says, look, repeat that to me every time I have a meal. And he does it, and pretty soon he loses lots of weight. So dieting advice is the only thing that Pasenadi seemed to learn from him. Meanwhile, he's getting his own men to dress up as shramanas, as wandering holy men, and go spying. You know, so he's kind of using the holy men as part of his quasi-police state, I think you could say. With secret service, anyway. And that's the world, one aspect of the world, that the Buddha had to navigate. He had to navigate the fact that what people wanted a holy man to be like. They didn't want a holy man to tell them how to get enlightened, at least according to the text. They wanted holy men to tell them what had happened to their relatives after death, where they'd been reborn. Are they in heaven or are they in hell? They wanted holy men to give them some kind of foothold in the face of the spirit world that was so threatening to them. They wanted, if at all possible, that the holy men would tame the spirits that threatened their villages and make them subordinate, at least make them willing to accept their sacrifices and their offerings. And the Buddha had to find his own place in relation to all of that.